Choosing appropriate ice melt products. This podcast was developed and is presented by Mike Goatley, Extension Turfgrass Specialist at Virginia Tech. Significant threats of snow and ice were going to remain across Virginia and much of the north from January on into March and April in most regions. For safety reasons, those being both vehicular and pedestrian, there is plenty of justification to use chemicals commonly referred to as ice melt or salt on roads, sidewalks, and hardscapes. Standard ice melt compounds are usually some form or combination of chloride-based salts, things like calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, potassium chloride, sodium chloride. They're all typically the most readily available and cheapest ice melt compounds. It's one of these compounds that's typically applied by our state departments of transportation during inclement weather to deal with the roads. Many towns and cities have their own local statutes regarding mandatory snow and ice removal from sidewalks within a given time period following snow or ice events, and these apply to both business and residential situations alike. It's hard to argue against the importance of treating streets and sidewalks for public safety in such hazardous conditions, but at the same time, it's important to ensure that appropriate ice melt chemicals are selected so as to minimize possible environmental effects. The chloride-based salts are generally considered to be some of the most environmentally friendly products available for this use. However, anyone that's lived in the North understands just how corrosive even these materials can be to your vehicles and your roadside vegetation. Do you recognize the names of some of these salts I previously mentioned? One of them is likely on your kitchen cabinet right now, sodium chloride, good old table salt. Potassium chloride, you've probably heard of it. It's probably in your garden shed, as it's known by most as muriate of potash, the 0060 lawn and garden fertilizer that's so common at many of our garden centers. Are you a fan of some homemade ice cream? Well, if so, then it's likely you've added rock salt, and it might be any of these chloride compounds, but quite often sodium chloride. You've put that in your ice cream freezer to accelerate the hardening of the mix. Using salt to increase the speed of making the ice cream applies the same chemistry principles that result in salt applications to streets and sidewalks, ending up in melting the ice. Salts lower the freezing or melting point of water from 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and in general, most commercially available salts work quite well at preventing ice formation to temperatures as low as about 15 degrees. Beyond this temperature, there are only a few very specialized salt formulations that result in ice melt to temperatures as low as 5 degrees. There also is another product you might want to take a look at, and many homeowners use this when they can find it. It's calcium magnesium acetate, otherwise known as CMA. This material is one of the safest de-icing products because it's got very low corrosive potential. It causes less damage to cars, vegetation, and your sidewalks. It's also biodegradable, and its ice melt properties are comparable to most of the standard salt formulations. But its biggest limitation to use is typically a cost that might be 20 to 30 times more than traditional rock salt products. So, if there's need for relatively small areas to be treated around homes, then cost probably won't be nearly as critical. The point of this podcast is not to provide you a chemistry lesson, but strangely enough, given this time of year, our reasoning is to protect water quality. Mother Nature effectively deals with most recommended salt applications by way of an appreciable diluting effect of these salts due to rainfall. Environmental impact from recommended salt sources is typically minimal. However, there are some forms of ice melt that get marketed during icy conditions that can and do have serious environmental implications, things such as our traditional lawn and garden fertilizers that contain nitrogen and phosphorus. A few years ago here in Virginia, I received word that one of our state's big box retailers was selling urea, which is 4600, and good old triple 10, 10, 10, 10, as ice melt. I doubt that the sales staff had any idea of the concerns with these materials. However, there'd be no quicker way to contaminate water resources than to apply nitrogen and phosphorus-based fertilizers to hardscapes where water intentionally is channeled to storm drains for removal. From an environmental standpoint, direct applications of nitrogen and phosphorus-containing fertilizers to streets and sidewalks make no more sense now than they do in the middle of summer, especially since there are more environmentally friendly options for ice melt available. So the take-home message of this podcast is simple. Do a little research before choosing and then applying the ice melt materials, and make sure the product that you have selected is not a nitrogen and phosphorus-based fertilizer. Regardless of the season, it's always important to protect our water quality. Has this podcast been helpful to you? Have you got any other comments or suggestions for us? Then please complete the survey that's posted on the Turf and Garden Tips website. And always remember that the Virginia Cooperative Extension Office is ready, willing, and able to help you with your lawn and gardening needs.